Are you tired of spending your time and money chasing strategy after strategy, only to discover what worked 10, 5, or even 2 years ago is not working now? Things shift fast in the online space, and if you're not keeping up, you're getting left behind. It's time for something different. Welcome to the Marketing, Media, and Money Podcast, where every single episode will be jam-packed with proven, profitable strategies, behind-the-scenes secrets, and what's working now resources from industry experts and global influencers to help you scale your business, shorten your learning curve, and stand out in a crowded, noisy marketplace. And now, your host, award-winning marketing and media strategist and international speaker, Patty Farmer.
Everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the Marketing, Media, Money Podcast. I'm your host, Patty Farmer, and I'm looking forward to sharing today's industry experts with you. And today's a special day. It is our 100th episode. And when thinking about it, I had to really think about, this is a special day. It's a special day for me, and hopefully it's a special day for you too. So I really wanted to think about, who did I want to be on the podcast for this special episode? And I couldn't narrow it down to one, so I chose two, because it's my podcast and I can, right? So today, we have two powerhouse women that will teach you how to captivate and cash in. Christina Daves is a PR strategist who has been featured in over 1,000 media outlets. Her clients have over a billion views and over 100 million in sales from free publicity. And Cindy Ashton is a presentation strategist and award-winning TV host who has worked with over a million businesses to liberate their voice with captivating messaging, presentation, and storytelling skills. So I hope you realize right there that you better have your pen and paper out and be ready, because this episode is the episode you don't want to miss. So Christina, Cindy, thank you so much for being here with me.
Oh, thank you, Patty. Congratulations, 100 episodes. That's unbelievable. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you so much for having us as part of your big 100th centennial. Yay.
I know, it's kind of exciting because this is like my third podcast. Well, I used to do live too. And Christina, you have been a guest on my show before. And I believe you were a guest on my other podcast when I was doing networking CEO as well. And yeah. So you've been in my world for quite a while. And so I really feel like this time of our business and our lives right now, it is so important to be able to be captivating and to have your messaging be right and to have a strategy about it, right? So you're not just out there talking and hoping that you're saying the right things. In order to be able to cash in, as we just said, I think it is really, really important to make sure that we do those things. So I really want to dive into that. But before we do, I want to give you each a moment to really kind of talk a little bit about your story and what led you to where you are right now and why you are so captivating. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. So this is Christina. And yeah, Patty and I go way back. So you might have heard me before on one of her shows, but I actually invented a product, fashion accessories for medical boots, those big, ugly, black, you know, if you break your foot or you have surgery. And I invented this product and I had hired an expert who was supposed to help me market it. And I got taken for a lot of money, $27,000 to be exact. And the good news of that, though, is that it forced me to learn how to do this myself. And I got really good at it. I literally went to the library and read PR books. But I figured out a formula. I figured out a system and I kept testing it and I kept testing it. And I started getting clients and it works. It just works. If you follow the system, you will land in the media. And I knock on wood every time I say this, but nobody has ever come back to me and said, Christina, I've done everything you told me to do and it didn't work. So it works. I get super passionate about it because landing in the media will change your business and change your life. And that's, you were talking about differentiators. That's what Cindy, and I can't wait for you all to hear about Cindy, but we got together post-COVID because we were like, wow, people don't know what to do. People are locked up and everyone's going inside, going online, and they don't know how to do it. So that's where our partnership came in. So I will hand it over to her so you can see how this all worked so well together.
Awesome. Cindy?
Yeah, Christina is amazing. It's been such a joy to work with her in this last year because, you know, client after client we work with lands in the media. And it's really amazing to see them get their voice out. And so for me, my whole theme of my life has been getting my own voice heard and helping others to do the same. And so when I was born with a 20% chance of living, and the whole left side of my body was structurally damaged, and I had heart failure. And so throughout my childhood, I had multiple surgeries. I had to learn how to walk. I had to learn how speech therapy to learn how to speak. And yet here I am, this person. My soul knew since I was a baby that I wanted to sing, dance, and act around the world. And here I am, person silenced, you know? And so when you grow up in a hospital and you have a disability that people can't see, when you advocate for yourself, you get disregarded. You're called a drama queen. You're told that you look fine. When you hold boundaries, people don't listen to you. And so I learned very early on what it feels like to be invisible and not heard. And so I've spent my entire life dedicated to learning the art, the science, and the craft of everything to do with speaking and presentation and communication. And, you know, throughout my almost, I think September is 25 years in this business, what I have really discovered is that there's a lot of business owners who are taking a lot of action and they're not seeing results. And it's because they don't know how to present themselves in a way where their voice is getting heard. And I do meet a lot of people who've gone to speaking trainers and they're confident, but just because you're confident, it means you don't read badly, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're able to speak from your power, from a place where you can influence others. And Christina and I love, and we're so passionate about helping people who really have a mission and a cause and are doing good work in the world. We are on a mission to get their voices amplified so they can captivate and cash in. And to finish up my story, despite all the multiple 14 surgeries I've been through and lifelong of chronic pain and illness, I have absolutely learned how to let my own voice be heard and have become an award-winning TV host. I've been at the Oscars and the Grammys interviewing celebrities on red carpets. I've been in multiple shows and both stage and screen. So it's been an amazing career of being able to liberate my own voice as well as help others. So Christina and I are just so excited to be able to share all kinds of tactics of how to really get your voice out there in the media, in your presentations, in every possible way in your business. It's going to be awesome.
I really love that because, you know, I think a lot of times people think that in their business that they just need to be an expert. And I just always want to say, if you have a business and you're not an expert, like you need to get a job. I mean, that's bold, but the reality is that's true. Are you an authority though? And can you, you know, can you persuade, you know, in a way, right? That is what it is, right? To be able to influence people to make a decision and specifically a purchasing decision, right? I mean, that's what it really is. And so I think it is very, very important. I know for myself, I didn't really have a voice. I know this is kind of surprising, but when I was a kid, I was called Chatty Patty by my parents. That was my name, Chatty Patty. And they used to tell me all the time, Patty, we'll give you $5 if you could just be quiet for 30 minutes. Oh. I never got the $5, not one time either. And so I just grew up, you know, learning to be quiet and that my voice didn't matter. There were five girls in my family and you just really didn't. And I probably have to say that when I got older and specifically when I decided to become a speaker, I just thought, why would somebody want to listen to me? And I have to tell you that my mom passed away before I went and she never got to see me on stages or hear me on radio, but I always really want to say, you know what, Mom, people pay me to talk now, right? You know? And, right, and right. It was kind of funny. I know she does see and hear now, though, but the reality really is the things that we have been taught, whether it's by our peer, our family, or self-imposed, whatever that voice is, it can really stop us from succeeding in life and in business. And more importantly, it can stop us from sharing what other people are praying and needing in their life. And you're that person who can give that to them. So I'm glad that today we're going to be able to spotlight some of that. I like the stories where we come from first, because I think that leads into that.
Yeah.
So I always like to say, I think it's important to know what not to do than it is as important as it is to know what to do. So I want to give you guys an opportunity. I always love to do this for all my guests. What would you say is a myth that people believe when they're thinking about publicity, when they're thinking about their messaging and amplifying that? We give ourselves all these messages that we think, and a lot of times they're not positive. So let's kind of get rid of those first, and then let's dive in to the good stuff, so to speak. So, Christina?
Yeah. So the number one myth with media is people think that the media is like this untouchable entity, and why would they want my story? And the truth is that journalists are overworked and underpaid. And when you can provide them with good newsworthy story ideas, they will love you and welcome you into their tribe. I actually have journalists on my cell phone that I can text message because I've given so much good value. And they know that if a text comes in for me or a pitch comes for me or I refer somebody, it's going to be a good story idea. And they are thankful and grateful for me. And that's really important. I always say the media needs us more than we need them. And by embracing that and having the confidence to pitch your good story idea, you have to learn what a good story idea is, you will have success in the media and you should not be afraid of them. They're people just like us.
And I think that a lot of times, I know that when I listen or I'm watching the media, sometimes before I actually really am in my business where I am now, but I used to listen and I think, why do they say the same thing over and over again? You know, when something's happening, they're just saying the same thing, the same thing. And all of a sudden, I just realized after I read your books and got to know more about media and stuff, well, that's because nobody's pitched them a good story. I'm sure they wish we would give them something because I'm sure they don't want to say the same thing over and over again either and would love a different hook, a different story, and a way to say that. So I do think that is really important. So Cindy, what's a myth you would like to debunk?
Yeah, the number one myth for me in the speaking world and for anybody presenting, not just speakers, but you know, entrepreneurs, business owners, we're always presenting ourselves. The number one myth is that you don't have to be polished or perfect to have to speak from your power. My biggest bone to pick, as Christina knows, is that the majority of the speaking world is very much about posturing instead of positioning. And what I mean by that, it's like stand here, make a gesture here, do a fake speech effect so that you can get your voice heard. I'm like, ooh. What is that? That to me is very fake and shallow. And throughout my 25 years, I found a lot of people come to me and they're terrified. They know they need to learn how to speak from their power, but they're terrified because they're like, I was shamed by another speaking coach, or it feels inauthentic to do these poses or these gestures, or, you know, and it holds a lot of people back. But here's the truth of it is that each human being is freaking glorious the way they were born. And so when I work with our clients, it's around what is your unique essence that makes you fabulous and quirky? How can we really let go of anything that you're doing in your presentation style that really is taking away from your power? And how can we amplify the cute quirks? Like, I'm crazy quirky and people either love me for it or they don't. And you want people to love you for you. It's a braver journey than having to learn something that's polished and posed. But that's posturing. You want to position yourself as the expert, as the authority. If you look at the people who are super famous in terms of their authority, they're absolutely who they are. And you look at Gary Vee, he's not a perfect presenter. There's major issues with his speaking voice. I'm actually nervous he's going to get vocal nodules with that voice. However, he's a phenomenal presenter because he's himself. He's totally himself. He's off the cuff. Like, he's prepared. So I'm not saying don't prepare. You've got to be prepared. But he's totally himself. And that's why he's so famous. It's because he's brilliant. He lets himself be seen, but he's totally himself. And so I'm just a big believer that you don't need to be polished and perfect. It's about getting rid of the bad habits that take away your power, amplifying your greatness, and really knowing how to structure what you're going to say without being memorized word for word.
You know, I really think that is very, very strong and very important to remember. I remember after I had been a speaker for only about like a year or so, and I was still doing the thing that I have shared several times, which was when I became a speaker for the first 18 months, I got violently sick every time before I got on the stage. Like every single time. Right. And I just said, nope, I said I was going to do it. And so I'm going to do it. But then I went and hired a speaker coach, and she had me send her, you know, do all the things that they do. And she said to me, well, what's your conversion rate? You know, what kind of happens, and tell me what it does. And she said, well, you know, Patty, here's what I'm going to say. She goes, and it was so funny how somebody who's this is what you do, right? She just said, I think that the mistake that you're doing is you're trying to change you to be more polished and eloquent because you think that's what you should do instead of speaking in front of audiences who need to hear it the way you say it. And that was probably the biggest game changer in my business, really in my career, that got me past that. Once she told me that, I never got sick again. Like, that was it. Like, I just needed to hear that. And so I think that sometimes people just don't really realize it.
When
so
you're
I
not
know with that, you are, right. You know,
you it get is. Sick. You have to be in alignment with your soul.
Absolutely. So I know you guys are having an event come up, Captivate and Cash In, and it's going to be here in Dallas, which I'm really excited about. And I know that people can, you know, there's many ways that they can attend virtually. They can come here and join us and stuff, though. So I think that is really important. So before we get too into tell you why you need to be there and all the things that they're going to see, feel, experience, tell us a little bit about the event. So, Christina?
Well, we're calling it a Get Shit Done event because we have been to so many events. And you go and you come home with a notebook and it's this just to do. And you know how it is. You file the notebook away. I have so many of them. So Cindy and I said, no, we're going to put on an event where people are going to come here and actually do the work right then and there. If you're ready to pitch the media, we're going to actually write your media pitches, find the right journalists, give you hooks, do it all for you. And you can hit send right there if you're ready to do it. We're going to do actually, Cindy's award-winning television host. She is going to help you write scripts, video scripts that are impactful, that help you tell your story, that people will actually watch your videos. And then we're going to record your videos right there on the spot. We're going to connect with influencers. We're going to up-level your business during these 2 days, all there. Like, you don't have to go home with anything. So you should see Cindy, and Cindy can go on. So you should see results right then and there, like immediate results.
I love that, Cindy.
Yeah. And really, if you look at somebody like Christina, why wouldn't you want to work with Christina, who's been in over 1,000 media outlets? She's going to be there in the room, literally helping you write those pitches. And even the people in the virtual, they will be putting their pitches into the chat box and getting the edits, and we're helping them. There's really nothing like getting it done and going, wow, I went to an event and I landed in the media. We can't guarantee that, but you never know. They're going to be pitching all, you know, throughout the event, and you never know. They might land something right away. You just don't know. But that satisfaction of getting, of really being able to know that you accomplished something. And there's a big piece in here, which Christina mentioned, which is about leveraging influencers, because a lot of people are endlessly posting on social media and it goes to two people. And how do you leverage influencers? And the problem that we both see is that most people don't know how to approach an influencer. They don't know how to build that relationship. And again, that's another get shit done part, where we're literally teaching you how to connect with them authentically, be able to leverage them in a way that's honest and about connection and relationship. It's really, we're just so excited to see those people who are brave enough to step in and say, yes, I'm ready to captivate and be seen and have a bigger impact. We're just so excited for them to get to really be able to get shit done and feel like they've accomplished something and have taken a huge leap up. It's going to be awesome.
The people who are coming, including our fabulous media sponsor and partner, Patty Farmer, but that room is going to be filled with rock stars, the people who are already signed up. So if you know, when you go to an event, networking is a huge part of it. Yeah. I mean, these people are amazing. Even Cindy and I take a step back sometimes when somebody else signs up and we're like, are you kidding? Like, they are doing such amazing things in the world. And we're just so excited to see the partnerships that form, because we already know, like, oh, you've got to meet this person. You've got to meet this person. It's just going to be amazing.
I know. I'm so excited to be there. And I mean, I would have came whether it was in Dallas or not, but it's kind of nice that it is actually here where I am. And I have to tell you, I'm very, very honored and excited about being a media partner and having Marketing Media Money be a part of it. So I'm really excited. Let's start in with captivating, right? Because for some people, they may not even understand what it really, really means to be captivating, right? So Cindy, can you share a little bit about what's your definition and what that really means to be captivating? And what are a few of the things that if you can just nail that, how you're going to cash in?
Yeah. Captivating is about doing far less so that people just come to you. There is way too many people working so freaking hard and hustle, hustle, hustle. But when you captivate, you don't have to work that hard. That to me is like, and so when you're captivating, you can captivate in so many different ways. You can captivate from, you know, doing those videos. You can captivate on the media. You can captivate with your social media. You can be captivating when you walk into a room and networking. It's learning how to be captivating in all parts of your business. And let's be clear, being captivating doesn't mean you have to have charisma, because we're all magnetic. We all got something. When we own that energy, that power, we can all magnetize that. So it's really about learning how to be strategic to captivate so you can work far less. And for me personally, it's about trusting your magic and trusting your intuition, because there's a million things out there. You know, even when I go to prospect, I check in my intuition. Does this feel like fun? Does this person feel like they could be fun to work with? And does it feel like they're a good fit? If I have 100 people on my list, I won't go through 100 people. I go through what's the magic, who's magical, who wants to play with me, who can I serve, I don't know about you, but I don't feel like working 24 hours a day. I just want
to. I absolutely do not.
Right. So part of it is strategy to get the captivation, but part of it is learning to trust your own magic and your own intuition to really feel into where you need to be. So there will be people at our event who are like, oh, media is where I want to be spending my time captivating. And some people are like, nope, leveraging influencers for me. Nope. It's really about, you know, video for me. So people, you have to find where do you want to really let yourself be captivating and not let yourself get overwhelmed by doing too many strategies.
That makes a lot of sense. Christina, would you like to add to that?
No, and Cindy's absolutely right. And our big thing is we want you to do what you want to do. You can be captivating, like Cindy said, in any of these areas. And if you're not comfortable with media, then don't do it, you know, or start, but start slowly. When I first did my very first interview, I thought I was like you, Patty. I was going to throw up. I had no saliva in my mouth. I couldn't breathe. I was so nervous. And now I'm on TV all the time. And I love it. And I do video and I speak on stages in front of thousands of people. If you had asked me that 5 years ago, no way. So it's where you're comfortable to start. Maybe you just want to work with influencers and do social media posts. And, you know, and you're not sure about video, but we really are going to try to get you started on video because it is so important. People want to work with people and they need to see you and they need to get to know you, and your captivation comes across in your personality. And we're really going to help you get that across. But we want you to work less and have more success. And by really embracing one of the things that we're going to do at Captivate and Cash In, you will have that. And imagine if you embrace all of it, you know, it's just,
I do
just
think
a whole
it is true.
Level.
Because there's always things that we don't want to do, but you can just baby steps. Some of them you're going to take giant steps because you're just going to embrace it. And some of them you're going to put your, you know, toe in the water and then you're going to take baby steps. And I think that is totally okay. I think there's been a lot of things that I didn't see myself doing that now I don't even think anything of it, right? You know, but it is just getting used to what it is and being authentically you. If you don't feel like that is something and you're not ready for it, I think that, you know, there's other ways, but that's why you really need experts and authorities who are doing it to maybe give you some tips and some techniques that might make it a little bit easier for you, because you don't just wake up one day and say, you know what, I want to be in the media. I'm going to be captivating. Right. I'm going to do this and know everything you need to do. Right. I mean, it certainly helps when you have people who are doing it, getting it done, are known for it, and are showing other people to do it. That's really where you need to be. That's what I love about this event you're doing, whether it's you come virtually or you join us all in person, which I really hope that if you can do that, you do that. But I do think it is really important. So let's dive in now for kind of tell them what we're talking about. Let's talk about how do you be captivating and how you can catapult your visibility, right? To get influence, impact, and income, right? We all love those things, right? Because we all got into business for a reason, right? And I think that it is really important. And one of the things that I really love too about the cash-in part is that I personally believe that I know for me, I got into business, right, for joy and to have time freedom. And I love to do things that feed my soul. And some people think that those are like shiny object syndrome. I kind of call it brilliant idea syndrome for me. However, I think that there's also revenue generating activities that we need to do, right? And as long as when I'm doing revenue generating activities, I'm doing those, leaves me more time to do the feed my soul things that I need to do. So I think that if you can really get it right and learn to nail whatever the things you choose to be captivating so you can cash in, it gives you the opportunity to have the life that you want and the business too. So let's kind of like jump in to really that, like, where do you start? If you really haven't used media yet, you're just getting on social media and you're thinking that's going to do it, which we know that's not, right? But if that's where you are and you're like, okay, that's what I've done so far. And how do I be captivating on social? Like, let's start there. And then we can move on to, you know, when we're speaking and when we're doing other things and when we're in the media. But let's just talk a little bit about if somebody's just starting, well, maybe not starting in business, but really starting getting themselves out there. And now they're ready to step in and want those things and to be more captivating. Where would they start? What do they need to do first, Cindy?
I would get very clear on what your brand values are and what you stand for and what your interests are of your people. And the reason why is because there's a million people teaching media. There's a million people teaching presentation. The people that are going to be attracted to you is because they know, like, and trust you. People work with people they like. So if you are leading with your values as well as what your point of view is about what you do, that automatically will separate you out from the crowd on social media. So if you're a business coach, if you're saying, let me help you grow your business, great. How many other people are saying that, right? So you want to be able to say, well, my people not only want to grow their business, but their values are this, their values are that, and I help them grow their business, and this is my unique point of view. So if I give you an example from mine, you know, diversity and inclusion is a really big cause for me. You know, that's really, really big. And unity, all those pieces are really important, being health conscious. Like, and so for, because I'm very clear on that, like, and Christina is as well. If we look at Captivating Cash In, the majority of people who are our VIPs are doing stuff to help diversity and inclusion, which is really fascinating. You know, but they were attracted to us partially because of our values, but also, you know, in my business, I have very strong points of views about the speaking world. If somebody is looking to be fully scripted and polished and perfect, they will immediately look at my stuff and say, she's not for me. So you really want to stand in who you are, and that takes bravery, and stand in what you believe in and not make other people wrong about it. Because everybody, we love diversity. It's not about making other people wrong, but it's really holding who you are and what you do and what your point of view is, because then the right people will be attracted to you and you'll build your following much faster.
I know. I think sometimes you really do have to, like I like to say, get your brave on, right? Because we think, oh, we don't want to upset anybody. But the reality is there are many, many, many people who do what you do. You're not trying to reinvent ice cream. You're just having your own flavor. But you want people to be really clear what your flavor is. So if they like that flavor, they know. Right. So I think it is really important. I have to tell you, for myself, it was very hard for me years ago when I stepped out and said that I'm a marketing strategist for women and a few good men. Right. You know, men find me if that's what they're looking for, whatever. But predominantly, I work with women. Right. You know, so the right ones find me. And that's great. But predominantly, I work with women. I have 6 daughters. I'm from a family of 5 girls. I love working with women. And before, in the beginning of my business, I didn't want to say that because I thought, oh my gosh, 50% of the world are men. You know, I shouldn't say that. And pretty soon I realized that, guess what? What brings me joy? What do I love? And who seems to manifest in my life anyway, right? So just be a big girl, Patty, get your brave on and say so. And once I did, it changed everything for me. So I think it can be scary, but I think it is very, very important to do it. But knowing how to do it is really the secret, right? Is learning really how to do it, but having a point of view is very, very important. So Christina, you know, add on to that, because I know you talk about that. I have seen you talk about it many times.
Well, and that's a good segue for landing in the media, is having that unique niche, that, you know, your point of view, you will attract people. And like you said, too, I go through that with my clients all the time. No, I can serve everybody. Yeah, you can serve everybody. But when you start to hone in on who that ideal person is, like you said, it's, you're almost manifesting it. They will come to you and your business will actually grow bigger than it is, because then, you know, you're working directly with like-minded people. And guess what? You're working with the people you love to work with. It makes working not even working. It's so much more fun. But yeah, you really have to figure out what that is. And then this is really important. You need to be consistent on all your platforms with it, your website, your social media, because your potential clients and customers and the media are going to check you out before they use you. It's just, we Google, that's what we do. We check out. So they might only land on your website or your LinkedIn or your Instagram. So let's make sure that message is consistent across every platform that you're on, so you're not sending mixed messages, and wherever they land, they find that person they want to work with.
I think that is so important, which really kind of leads into messaging, which I think is so important, because a lot of times people think they get on, I see it all the time. Like I said, we check it out, right? They're on social media and they're saying this, this, and this because they're just trying to get engagement, right? They think the name of the game is engagement. We do want to have engagement. There's no doubt about that. Are we engaging with the right people? But there are some places where people just kind of, I have found that there's a large percentage of people who hire you who didn't engage with you. They didn't like and share and do all that stuff. And they hire you because they were just watching you, right? You know, so it is really important to get your messaging correct. And I see a lot of times what people say on social media, and then you go to their website, and wow, there's a serious disconnect there. And I think that then they're confused and they're like, well, is this just what they're posting on social? Like, who is the real person? And I believe that now more than ever, you have to be able to get that across online, because for those of us that were speakers and we got a lot of our clients that way, I mean, I got the biggest percentage of my clients from when I traveled all over the world speaking. All of a sudden, when we had a year of not going anywhere to speak, we had to find another way, which I believe is probably the greatest thing, that one thing that happened to us, because it really taught us that you have to have your messaging right. It doesn't matter how you're distributing your message. It needs to be. And I know you speak to that, Cindy. So I know that you're probably like, you're like, Patty, let me talk. I have something I want to say about that.
I was actually going to let Christina go first. Christina, do you want to go first?
No, you go ahead. This is your, okay. She's jumping. She's ready.
Yeah. So a lot of people, so I'm 100% with you, Patty. So here's the challenge that I see, is that a lot of people say, well, here's my overcoming story. So here's why I do what I do, which is great that you know your why story, but you need to understand what is the full scope of everything you've done to bring you to that point of view. So with messaging, start to really ask yourself, here's a couple of things that your audience listening can do right now. The first thing you want to do to really start to think about, how is my message different? Because you've talked about get that point of view and people are like, I don't know how to get that. But you want to, one of the questions you want to ask yourself is, what is the elephant in the room? What are the things that people is not, what are people not talking about that you're talking about or that you're willing to talk about? So a few years ago, I had a webinar on how to convert your speaking from the stage, how to, you know, upsell, how to speak to sell. And the elephant in the room is that I had seen so many people paying a certain guru $10,000 to learn from her how to sell from the stage. And then they would come across flat broke and they would feel embarrassed, or they hadn't spent a lot of money, but they're speaking and people are like, oh my God, you're so inspirational. But then they don't convert. And that's a huge thing. That's the shame that these people are holding. Either why am I inspirational and I'm not converting, or how come I'm doing what this teacher told me that I spent $10,000 for and I'm not converting? So when you name the elephant in the room, you're taking away their shame. You're telling them what's in their head so they can feel seen and heard. Because if people are carrying shame or fear of any kind, they will not buy from you no matter what. So one of the things in your messaging is like, what is those things that's really people on a very deep psychological level? You got, and most people don't go deep enough with their psychology. I think I've just spent 25 years as an actor analyzing scripts for hours on end. Sometimes I'm talking to Christina, I'm like, yeah, one page I've analyzed for 3 hours. And she's like, what? And I'm like, you have to understand the psychology and the motivation and what each word means. I mean, but so going back to my story, the minute that I would say, you know, listen, it is not your fault that you're not converting. How many people here are purpose driven and they're all like raising their hands? Great. How many of you feel good about doing a sales script? And they're all like, I hate it. And I'm like, that's why you spent $10,000 to learn a sales script and it's not working because it's not authentically who you are. And it's not your fault. It doesn't mean you're not worth it. It doesn't mean you can do it. And the whole room goes, huh. And for the people who haven't spent the money but are inspiring and not converting, I'm like, it's because you're not shaping your content in a way to help people with the insights of why they need you beyond today. And they're like, oh, so it's not my fault. The minute I get rid of the not my fault, my conversions on those was like 30% in the room every single time, you know, at $1,500, $2,000 pop. It's a lot of money. And it's really, but I took away their shame. So for everybody listening, what is the shame? What are the fears? Go deep to the psychology, go very, you know, I have a marketing spiral that I love to do with our clients where they go so deep with their psychology and understanding the motives and the inner workings of other human beings that then they are able to go, oh, and then when you address that in your messaging, it makes, that's one of, there's so many different ways to message, but that's a really big one that people need to be looking at.
Well, I think it is important too, because I think that what happens, and I think probably the greatest compliment that I get over and over is that when people meet me in person, they say, you know what, Patty, you're exactly like what you are on stage. And when I hear you on your podcast and all these things, like you're that person. I expected you to be so different, but you're just like that. And really that to me is like the greatest thing somebody could say to me, because like, I work really hard at that, right? I work really hard at not allowing myself to, when we learn all these things, to not be me, right? You know, and I think that is really important, because if they're going to hire you, it's the you they're going to hire, right? And so I think it is really important. I think a lot of times people say, oh, well, you know, I went to Google and it says this and it says that and it says this. And I'm like, well, that's great, because Google's in the information business. I'm in the transformation business, right? So let's be really clear. Right? You know what you're doing. And so if your messaging is clear and people know what they're going to get, it's a lot easier for them to get to yes. Right? Yeah. Because now they understand that. And I think it's really important. And one of the things that I really love about how you guys are talking about and sharing in, about captivating and cashing in is words that I think are super important. Right? Because I think it's important to understand media, right? And to use media. I also think it's important to have strategy. I also think it's important to know how to leverage and how to influence. So those are like important tools that we need to know how to do well. And to do them well, we do need to know how to captivate. We do have to have our messaging right, all these things. I love the fact that all of those things you guys are going to do in your event together, all in one event, which is kind of really exciting, because a lot of times people are like, oh, well, I need to know how to do this and I need to know how to do that. Well, yes, but you have to be able to put the pieces together. And that's really how you can captivate and cash in, is taking those pieces and knowing which pieces, you know, like which pieces, like if we're talking about a puzzle, which ones are the ones on the edges that are really important and which ones are like the pieces in the middle, right? So it's really important to know how to put that together. And I love that you guys are really doing that. So let's talk about, how would you leverage? So we'll go with Christina. So Christina, can you share a few ways that you can leverage your visibility to really get massive credibility? Because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to preface this by saying that you were on my podcast and you shared about the four seasons of PR.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, I loved it so much. So I'm going to tell you, if you haven't listened to that podcast, you're also going to want to go back and listen to that podcast too. I loved it so much. I asked her if she'd go more in depth and write for the magazine. And she actually wrote an article on it for the magazine too. It was just that good. And I refer all my clients to it all the time. It's so good. And I'm like, you know what? I could tell you stuff, but she's nailed it. So let me just give you this, right? And so I know that you really understand that, but let's kind of share a few ways really that they can leverage that visibility to get that massive credibility.
Right. Well, the most important thing is, you know, we're always looking for ways to get in front of our potential clients or customers. And there is no greater way than being able to share a media, you know, exposure, whether it's an article or you were on a television segment. You know, hey, Patty, I know how much you like this. And I was just quoted in this article in Forbes magazine, and it made me think of you. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I want to send this to you. Super personal. You're not just blowing, you know, blasting it out. So that's the first thing. The second thing is you've just got to get it on all of your platforms. You need a press section on your website. When people go and see that, it's impressive. It's proven. There's studies that people who have logos on their websites, media logos, actually can charge more money. People will pay more for those experts. But don't fake it. Cindy knows I get on my high horse about this all the time. There are companies out there who you can pay, who will take your press release and put it out there. And then they said, oh, now you can say, as seen on ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox. People are not dumb. People need to be able to click on that logo and see where you're at. They need to go to Forbes, or I always recommend screenshotting it and screen recording everything, because sometimes links break. But if you can show that article in Entrepreneur Magazine, or you have a YouTube screen record of your television appearance, that it's real and it's credible, and that then you are the expert. And it's just using what you have. A lot of times people get it and they're like, oh, I should be getting clients because I was on TV. No, it's up to you to tell the world that you were on TV. That's where the social media piece comes in, and you know, being your own megaphone is what you need to do.
I love that. And I think it really is important. So, Cindy, you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I mean, that was brilliant, Christina. Leveraging, because me, she's 100% right. Just because you're in the media, you need to leverage it over and over and over and over again, because it is a credibility thing. And don't be shy about it, especially for women, because women don't toot their horns the way that men do in general. And it's like, just own it. You can own something without being egotistical or an asshole about it. You could own it. There's a difference. So I'm totally with her. But, you know, part of the thing too, in terms of leveraging influence, people are like, oh, I really want Brené Brown I want to connect with Brené Brown. I want to connect with Oprah. Our recommendation is, there's nothing wrong with going for the big stuff, but look for micro influencers, because micro influencers, and we're going to be talking about that, because a lot of people are trying to get attention from Brené Brown and they're not going to get it because it's her team reading everything. But when you go to somebody who maybe has double or triple the following of you, they're still not big enough that they're going to ignore you, right? So if you learn how to, you know, connect with them in an authentic way, you know, and create a win-win, then it makes all the difference. So really start to think about micro influencers in terms of partnerships and strategy, because it's going to make you grow a ton faster than trying to go after the big, big licks.
I absolutely agree. And one of the things that I love that you say and talk about is how to elevate your brand and your message to attract higher paying clients, yes. Right? I mean, let's get real. I mean, how many less clients would you need to have if you had higher paying clients, right? Yeah. You know, and I personally have found in my business that if you know how to leverage and you have the right strategy, the reality is it is easier to close somebody,
much easier,
you know, who wants to hire you at $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 than it is for somebody who's going to pay $1,000 and they're scared to death to write that check because they really don't have a lot of money, right? Than somebody that's like, you know what? I want to move forward. I know this is what it's going to do. It's like when people go to events and, you know, I know we're talking about your event here too, but one of the things that I find really interesting that's going to lead into that is that sometimes I'll see people who will pay money, right? And they'll go to an event. And then they walk into that event, they cross their arms and they're thinking, don't try to sell me anything, right? And I don't get that, because for me, if I'm paying for a ticket, airfare, a hotel, food, I'm leaving my family, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm walking in there praying that there is somebody that I'm going to talk to that's going to be just the person that's going to move my business forward, that's going to have just the thing that I was thinking was going to be my next thing or was going to improve something I'm doing that I'm not getting quite the results, that's going to tell me. So the reality is mindset's really important when you go to an event. So we really want to clear that up. But really elevating that to get those higher paying clients is a lot of that is really about elevating and really getting your messaging clear on that. So can you speak a few minutes on that, Cindy?
Yeah. So when you look at the greatest brands in the world, what differentiates them is that they're creating an experience, and people will pay a lot more for an experience in addition to the press and the credibility. So why do people buy Nike shoes? I guarantee they're not staying there going, look at the strength of the soles. They're buying because they love the idea of the being a victorious and being a champion. You know, I think about when Virgin America was around before they merged with Alaska, they would be my first choice because every time I'd go on there, I would feel adventurous and I'd feel young and hip and cool, you know, so people buy experiences. So what, you know, because our specialty is dealing with people established who really want to be visibly known and get to that next level and be bigger influencers, it's really important that you go from here's my really great messaging and I'm attracting clients to there's a bigger brand voice, and it's got to be unified within your team, by the way. And there's a bigger brand promise and a bigger brand feel, because those, all the greatest brands and all the greatest small business owners have that piece. It's more than just here's my message and here's my services. It's an actual brand.
I think that is really so important. And one of the things I really want the audience to know is, yes, we are talking about the Captivate and Cash In event. And I really hope that you can join us. I really do. Not just because I'm a media sponsor and a media partner and because it's here in Dallas, but the really, I think it could be the thing that you're looking for that's going to be able to, you know, catapult you to the next thing in your business is really important. If you can't come to Dallas, we do have virtual tickets. There's virtual tickets. Grab one of those. If that doesn't work for you, make sure that you connect with Christina and Cindy, because maybe it's working with them individually. Maybe it is reading their books. They have some amazing books, by the way. And, you know, maybe it is that, but whatever it is, I hope what you're taking from today on our 100th episode is just how important it is to nail and crush these things and what it can do for you and for your business. So, Christina, how can people connect with you?
And I always say, if you can't find me online, I am not doing my job. So type Christina Daves into Google. ChristinaDaves.com will take you to all my platforms. But that's just the easiest way. And then you can learn a little bit about me too. But please connect YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, although not nearly as successful as Cindy is. She's so amazing on TikTok. But yes, you should be able to find me.
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
And Cindy, how could they connect with you?
Yeah. So for the presentation side, speakfromyourpower.com. And you haven't heard me sing on this podcast, but if you are into, you know, jazzy or Broadway type singing, you can go to cindyashton.com.
Love that. And you guys came bearing a gift, which is really nice. It's our 100th episode. Yay, you have a gift. So who wants to tell us about the gift?
Cindy, you go ahead.
Okay. So it is our visibility blueprint on how to captivate and cash in. And so what's great is that it's only 3-4 pages and you get a crazy amount of stuff in there. So in Christina's section, she's going through a bunch of questions and things to think about for to really get you thinking about media and how to pitch media and how to get out there. In my section, of course, I'm talking about video and presentation and how to present yourself and speak from your power so that you can attract more people. And so there's it's 3-4 pages of just lots of information and lots of actionable steps you can do right now.
That is awesome. And we're going to have the link to that below in the show notes, as well as the links to their books and the link to the event. So go ahead and share with everybody, if they are interested in joining us at the event, what is the link for them to find out about that?
Yep, it's Captivate and Cash In Live. And you can go on there. It will tell you all .com. Yeah, Captivate and Cash In Live.com. But it'll talk about all the different levels, you know, coming in person and doing it virtually. And then if you have questions at the very bottom of the page, you could click a link and you could have a conversation with Cindy or myself, who will tell you if you're not sure if you should come in person or not, just give us a call.
Perfect. I love that. I love options, as does everybody else. And this is the Marketing Media Money podcast. And one of the things that we like to do here on the podcast is kind of my version of social karaoke, right? Where I hand the microphone off to the guest. This is our hashtag open mic. And I ask you to share your number one marketing media money strategy. And one of the things I really love is when I asked you ladies to do it, you also said that not only would you share the strategy, but that you would give some examples that the audience can be doing right away and implementing right away. And I just really love that. I think it's so generous. So what is the number one marketing media money strategy?
You want to master the art of the hook in all of your marketing, whether you're hooking people through media, social media, on your videos, in your sales conversations. You want to master the art of the hook because people are overwhelmed and they're distracted. And so it's so important to learn how to get that, how to craft that one-liner that really grabs attention. So the example I'm going to give, and then Christina will give an example, is I had a LinkedIn post last year that, you know, converted to a $3,000 client. Right. So what was that opening hook? So it was a video. And the opening hook in both the video and the copy that people read was, if you have a vocal fry, you are losing credibility and sales. So the reason why a lot of people watched it, and it was a 2.5 minute video, then the reason why people kept reading and watching is because, first of all, I created mystery. And this is, we have many tactics of how to create a hook. But one thing you want to do is create some kind of an intrigue or mystery. So Patty, do you know what a vocal fry is?
I've never heard of a vocal fry.
Exactly. Are you going, what the freak is that? And I don't want to lose credibility in sales. So everyone's like, what's a vocal fry? I don't want to lose credibility in sales. So that was the hook. One little line where I created intrigue and I showed that there was a problem. And then people are like, I got to watch this. And listen, I only had 210 views. I don't have a huge following. But it didn't matter because I got two consultations and landed one client. And then I had one corporate guy who's like, how come I've never heard of this before? And I've done all the speaking training. I'm like, because people you've trained with aren't former opera singers. I'm like, there's a difference between what I understand about voice than somebody who's never been an opera singer. So it was, and then we went offline and we've been chatting and whatever. So his company is going to hire me at some point. So we just keep following up. But it's amazing when you do that combination of what is in your hook, what's a little bit of mystery, and what happens if you don't solve that problem? Then it makes people read and it makes people listen in.
I love that. And Christina, what about, how would you use an example or so of the art of the hook in media?
Yeah, it's super important. These journalists, you know, the national journalists are getting 500 to 1,000 emails, sometimes before noon. In a day, you have to stand out. You have to be able to grab their attention so they read your newsworthy story idea. One of my favorites is a former client whose hook actually landed on the cover of First for Women magazine. And she is a doctor of naturopathy. And she was writing a pitch about thyroid, things going on with the thyroid, and it's sure cure for wired and tired. And that made the cover of the magazine. That's, you know, and it's, you know, I like using rhymes, alliteration, things like that are super helpful. But you want to get the person on the other end questioning, thinking, what is that? What is sure cure for wired and tired? I need to see what that is. And she got a full 2-page article all about featuring her expertise. And like I said, landed on the cover, which is amazing.
Wow, those are some great examples, ladies. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for taking the time to be here on my 100th episode.
Woo-hoo!
Yes.
Woo-hoo! You are.
Thank you. Thank
so
you.
Good. You're perfect with us.
Betty's coming down.
Woo! Oh, you're so cute. And thank you so much for honoring me by having me be your media partner. I'm so excited to meet you in person. Cindy, you've only been in my world about 6 months. Christina, I think you've been in my world for probably 10 or 15 years. So I'm excited to meet you in person. And so I'm really excited to be there. So I love it. So like I said, make sure that you look below in the show notes and you grab that link. You make sure you connect with them. Implement, you know, I challenge you, implement 2 or 3 of the things that they so generously shared on the show, because it is going to make a difference. We want you to be more captivating. We want you to cash in, right? That's what we really are here about. So we really love that. So again, thank you so much, Christina. Thank you, Cindy. I really appreciate you being here with me today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Patty.
And thank you to my sponsor, the Exacta Corporation, the developer of the Family Organizer Plus platform. And for more information, check them out at exactacorp.com. And thank you to the audience for joining us on the Marketing Media Money Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, and I am sure you did, please subscribe and review the podcast on your favorite listening platform. So until next week, make sure that you have a phenomenal week. And remember, if your week so far isn't phenomenal, you have the power to change it.
Thank you for joining us today on the Marketing, Media, and Money Podcast. To shorten your learning curve even more, make sure to grab your free copy of the Marketing, Media, and Money magazine at www.marketingmediamoney.com. I promise your business will thank you.